chicken soup brought it to my mother.
Be there.
And all this.
Yeah.
They don't do this today.
No.
Your neighbor won't talk to you.
No, that's true.
That's a God's truth.
Yeah, no, I know.
See, this
true.
World
terrible.
Has changed.
Yeah. Everybody's better. Everybody just can't see eye to eye anymore. You know.
Yeah.
Years ago.
We'd have a get together on Christmas.
Yeah.
We'd all be there, like our uncles and cousins. We'd all go to each other's house, you know.
Right.
And have a big dinner.
Yeah.
But they don't even.
You don't do
people.
That.
The Christmas dinners lasted for 2-3 days.
That's really nice, though. You miss it. You think, why are we living?
You really do.
That's terrible to live like this. I know. Well, I see a difference. It's interesting talking to you because I notice the difference between the East Side and where we are. Now, when we were here, of course, now that's back 8-10 years, we didn't know everybody on the block, but we knew half the people, and we had good friends, and the kids all play with each other. We raised each other's children. Everybody babysat for everybody, and we, you know, if you went to the store, you always called your friend and said, do you need anything? And we had good friends, you know? Now, where we are now, you could be dead a year in the house, they would never know.
No.
Nobody talks to anybody. It's so cold and unfriendly.
Where do you live now?
In Beverly. Well, you know what it's like, Beverly. They're all
money
hungry over there. And of course, it's not like it used to be. It's not a rich neighborhood anymore.
No,
but the people who are there like to think. They like to think now they got something and they don't want to talk to you.
Now, in my line of work, I can see the difference in the community.
Sure, I'll bet you do.
Now, a gang, one of our gang, I used to work out in the street, but since I had my last heart attack, they put me in the office, and I've been in the office for 3 years. But I was working out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like when you worked out in the Beverly area or any place other than South Chicago, East Side, South Daring, or Hegwisch, the people in these areas that I just mentioned were never concerned as to what you were doing out in the street. They thought less. They didn't have time to watch you.
Yeah.
They had work of their own to do.
Mm.
And they done it.
Yeah.
Out in the other areas, they're nosy. They watch
you. If
you're not doing your work, they'll call downtown, the city hall.
See that?
Things like that.
Yeah, you turn me in, you see you sitting down or something, you know, resting.
Now, I used to always like to work in this area because...
Mm-hmm. That's friendly.
The people never questioned you. How much money do you make? Is that all you get paid for, sitting down, you know, things like that. But in Beverly, it's bad.
Yeah, not very friendly at all. We have a nice house and a nice yard. We like it, but the people.
Yeah, they're different. They're different altogether.
Did you ever go to the park when you were a kid and play on the equipment that they had there?
Yes.
What kinds of things did you play on?
Well, we were always in the gym. They had regular gym classes.
How about outside?
Swing?
Outside.
Teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Sliding board?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played on all that. All right, Danny, go upstairs.
What about this?
No.
The thing that goes, I don't care if he listens, that goes around. Did you have a name for that?
Yeah, the,
Merry-go-round.
Tilt-a-whirl, something like that.
What'd you call it?
What do you call it?
Tilt-a-whirl.
No, the tilt-a-whirl is in carnivals. This is a merry-go-round. The ringers.
Ringers, yeah.
Do you like those?
Oh, yeah.
Were you good at them?
No.
I could never do much with those.
I never did. We never did too much of that because we were always more
the rough type,
baseball and football and everything.
We
never cared for the swings or the teeter-totter.
Yeah,
I didn't anyhow.
Seems more like girl stuff to me when I think about it. A thing that you carry stuff in—it's got one wheel in the front. You hold it and
push.
And something you use to sharpen knives.
Stone. Grindstone.
Do you know a thing called the whetstone?
I've heard of that expression, but I never called it that. Yes, that's what they had a man used to go through the neighborhood sharpening
the
wagon.